Among the foreign policy challenges facing President-elect George W. Bush is the controversy over creation of a new international criminal court. Over the New Year's weekend, President Clinton signed a treaty setting up a permanent war crimes tribunal, but Republicans say the treaty is flawed beyond repair. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Clinton administration went down to the wire. New Year's Eve was the last day the United States could sign, without ratifying, the Rome Convention, setting up the International Criminal Court. Despite lingering concerns about the court's jurisdiction and failed attempts to modify it, the Clinton administration decided to sign up and stay engaged. The president said the United States should continue to help shape the International Criminal Court to try cases of genocide and war crimes. Republicans complain that President Clinton was simply trying to bind the hands of the incoming administration, and they're fighting back. The head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Jesse Helms, is among those pushing for legislation to protect U.S. servicemen and women from what he calls a kangaroo court. His spokesman is Mark Thiessen.
The president of the United States, the executive branch of the government speaking on behalf of the United States, has endorsed a court that claims illegitimate jurisdiction over the American people. And that's not a situation that just can sit out there. It has to be aggressively dealt with.
A Bush spokesman also described the Rome Convention as flawed. Defense Secretary-designate Donald Rumsfeld wants to see U.S. military personnel safely beyond the reach of an international prosecutor. The International Court is to be formed once 60 nations ratify the Rome Convention. 27 have done so already. Duke Law Professor Madeline Morris says the Bush administration can't block the creation of the court, but can easily undermine it.
Certainly, the United States could greatly reduce the efficacy of the court in getting custody of defendants, in getting important information and evidence, in getting funding, in getting diplomatic support, and all of those things that would very much contribute to the court's development.
Richard Dicker of the New York-based Human Rights Watch says it would be a mistake for the Bush administration to oppose the court. He calls it a court of last resort, one that will send a clear message to the likes of Saddam Hussein, not to U.S. soldiers.
This international court will only have a role to play where the national courts fail miserably to investigate or prosecute crimes. I think when you add up the superb training for U.S. military personnel and the extensive safeguards in this treaty, the likelihood that a U.S. service member would ever appear before it is remote in the extreme.
Besides, Dicker says it's more efficient to have one permanent international criminal court than to set up individual tribunals, as in the cases of Rwanda and Yugoslavia. But Senator Helms spokesman Mark Thiessen points out that the United States currently has veto power in the UN Security Council, which sets up these ad hoc tribunals. An international court would have much more independence. Thiessen would rather see plans for the global court head straight into the history books.
This court is the League of Nations of International Justice. It's a failed first attempt, and maybe one day, 20, 30 years from now, they'll get it right. But this court has to be stopped.
And he believes there's enough opposition on Capitol Hill, in the Pentagon, and the incoming White House to scuttle the efforts to develop an international criminal court, or at least limit its effectiveness. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.